Good morning. My guests this morning are Katrine Siafra and Rich from Suicide Prevention Hotline. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Talk about this situation. Here you are. You are answering. I might point out that you asked me to make you somebody who just has a first name because that's the kind of response that you give people who call the hotline.
Yes, and we go by first names with our callers too.
Right. So I imagine there's as many stories as there are people who call you. But what can you say about this situation and about your role in it?
Well, the Suicide Prevention Hotline, we're geared to do phone counseling to people who are in crisis. You don't necessarily have to be suicidal, but in some sort of crisis is what we're geared for. What we simply do is listen to people and talk with them, but we let them have a forum to talk about their problems and their issues with us and see if we can assist them. In more serious cases, we form a bridge. We look to bridge them from their crisis to either when the crisis resolves or that they can get longer-term help. We're not a substitute for therapy in a long-term basis, but we're there. Most people call us don't have people that listen to them and just hear what they're saying.
Right.
We try to react with them on the emotional level. We call it getting out of our heads and into our hearts.
So you're here making a call for volunteers.
Exactly. We have three training sessions a year where we ask new volunteers to come in, and we have a curriculum in different levels, different stages of training. The first level is 32 hours of training where we do a combination of lectures and do simulated role play phone calls with the students and then discuss them and critique and evaluate them after those. And then as they move along, there's some more lecture series and actually apprenticeships and then hopefully go on to the lines full time.
When someone becomes a volunteer, what kind of time are they subscribing?
We ask in exchange for our training for a one-year commitment, and that's working a 1 4-hour volunteer shift per week. So it's 4 hours per week for a year.
How many volunteers are you looking for?
As many as we can get. We are currently around the 40-person mark, and we can use anyone in addition to that. We would love anyone that can qualify for the lines.
What are the best characteristics for a volunteer in terms of personality type and so on, do you think?
We run the gamut. First of all, you don't have to have any education or training in counseling or therapy. I'm the poster boy for that. My background is accounting and numbers and spreadsheets, and I had no formal training at all. So it's a person who cares, wants to make an empathetic connection with the caller, will listen to their problems. We call it active listening, really hear what the person's saying. And one of the things we try to avoid is that we don't fix problems for people. So avoid fixing. People have enough people telling them what to do.
Yeah. Exactly.
So those are the characteristics we can't teach anyone coming in. They have to have those. And I think people are interested in this. Have those characteristics. We can give them tools to how to deal with people in various crises and up to emergencies.
How many calls does your office get per day about?
I'm going to refer to Katrine.
Okay.
You have the statistics.
I can't tell you per day, but what I can tell you is that last year our hotline volunteers answered 12,000 calls from people in crisis. 12,000.
And what percentage of those people would you say were potential suicides?
3% of our calls are actually what we call emergencies, something that's in process. So it's not this 911 line. But I'd say a good majority are people that have histories of either depression and or suicide. So we're geared to that.
Right. Let's tell people once again that these two numbers are 415-499-1193, extension 3003. That's for volunteers. 1-855-587-6373 for people who are calling the hotline. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
And thanks for listening. I'm Roland Jeff Petty on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight.